Walrus have started hauling out on shore along Alaska's north coast. The sea ice has retreated far north of the continental shelf, leaving the animals with limited options for foraging. But only a handful of walrus have come to shore so far this year. Chad Jay is a walrus biologist with the United States Geological Survey. His team put 40 tags on walrus last month, and he's now monitoring their movements.
The walruses seem to be going in different directions, looking for a place to haul out. Some have succeeded in finding some sea ice to the west, and others look like they're still kind of wandering around.
In late summer of last year, 20 to 30,000 walrus hauled out on barrier islands a few miles from the village of Point Lay. Last year, the animals didn't begin arriving in large numbers until late August. But with the sea ice coverage so low this summer, Jay says he's surprised more walrus haven't hauled out on land in Alaska.
This is still kind of a new phenomenon for the walruses. It remains to be seen if we start to see a more consistent pattern here in the future. So, you know, I don't know if the walruses are still just a little confused and not quite sure where to go or haul out, or if they're going to end up just streaming to the south and not really hauling out very much at all.
Jay and colleagues are planning to put more radio tags on walrus near Point Lay next week. They're tracking the animals to learn more about their foraging behavior. They want to compare how their feeding behavior changes when they're forced to haul out on land instead of on the sea ice.